So I said I wasn't going to record anything today on my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Thank you, everyone, for all the lovely messages and voice notes and everything. Presents. I love you all. Thank you. But I am going to record a podcast. I don't think anyone is surprised, including myself. And the reason why I'm telling you this story about why or who put the idea in my head to turn this into a podcast is because not only was the suggestion very random, came out of nowhere, but the person that said it was even more random. Well, he's not just a random person, he's a very non-random person. But in that point in time, so like a few days ago, it was quite random, okay? And I will tell you why. This is, let me think really hard, Jan Willem, if this is true what I'm saying. But I think it is. I think out of all the people that I'm still in contact with, I think I've known Jan Willem the longest. But again, my guessing with years and ages is not very good. When I thought about telling this story, I thought about saying we were 16, but I'm not sure if that's true. Because I remember a car somewhere, but maybe that's later, so I'm just gonna say 16. And myself and Jan Willem, we didn't know about each other's existence at that point in time, but we both decide, independent from each other, to sign up for a company because we need money. And I'm saying sign up for a company because I don't even know how I heard about this. Was there internet? Yeah, no, there was definitely internet. I'm joking. We had to go. So after you got selected somehow, we were sent to a cafe in Amsterdam. I think there was alcohol, so it was definitely older, but it doesn't matter. And this was a very well-organized, shady pyramid scheme company selling internet. Oh yeah, of course there was internet. I was selling internet freaking plans. Never mind, subscriptions, whatever. Door to door. And it was horrible, but that's not what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, and we had this like a collective sort of meeting with all the poor sheep, and all the poor souls that signed up for this thing. I think other people are traumatized by this as well. It was the kind of company that you would see in like a hidden camera consumer protection television program. There were lawyers to make sure that we knew exactly what was expected of us. Jan Willem was not there. I was there. Jan Willem probably went to another one. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been allowed to perform this very important job. Because there were we had to sign a lot of contracts. It was very secretive. Okay. So I don't know if it was my first day. I don't think so, no. Let's not make it any more random than it already is. I go to Rotterdam, and I think it was Rotterdam Zuid train station. And very close to that train station, we're going to meet the group of fantastic, traumatized teenagers to go to work. So Jan Willem is there, and I get paired up with Jan Willem. We are a internet subscription selling couple. He's good. I have to admit, Jan Willem, I don't know how you did it. But he's good. I'm not good. I'm not good at all. At all. And normally that didn't really matter. Oh yeah, because the thing was, he didn't get paid like an hourly salary, wage, whatever you want to call it. No, he would only get commission. So you had to sell, like there was no other option. And this particular day, it was very cold. Extremely, excruciatingly cold. People know how much I do not like the cold. It was snowing. So when I say cold, it was cold. There are some other things that I'm not very good at remembering. But I remember the cold vividly. Because, and I had a trick, and this is a good trick, people. Not for hikers, I wouldn't do it if you're hiking, but if you hate cold feet and you have to spend time in places where it snows, then the trick is just, you just have your bare feet, and before putting on your socks, you put on a plastic bag, like a sock, basically. So you put your food in a plastic bag, and it's not just, okay, because the people on that were like, what, plastic bag? Not because of the environmental thing, but because of the type of plastic bags that we have here. I mean, like a sandwich bag, so a small one. And in the Netherlands, it had this almost like, I'm sorry, I got a hiccups. Almost like a, it's a very thin sort of plasticky stuff. It doesn't matter. I know what I'm talking about. That's enough. So you put it on your feet, then you put on your socks, and then you put on your shoes. And what happens is that because of the plastic bag around your feet can't breathe. It gets a little moist. That's all I'm gonna say. It keeps them warm. And that's what I have on my feet that day. Because it's cold. And I'm wearing my moon boots. Moon boots is exactly, yes, what you imagine. Enormous boots to keep my feet warm. And Jan Willem and I start walking. We just go door to door, street to street, ringing doorbells. And he is selling all of the subscriptions. I hope there are not people that are still in trouble because of what they signed that day, but it is possible. I'm not lying, it is possible. Because the thing was that, like, they were very adamant about selling. It was all about selling. I'm not having a good time. And Jan Willem knows it. Jan Willem doesn't know me very well yet, but he knows I'm not having a good time. So at some stage, we take a break, and I think Jan Willem suggests to go get like a hot chocolate or something. He's kind. Jan Willem is the kind of person that everyone loves. So obviously I accept the offer. I warm up a little bit. We do it again. He's like, let's give it one more try. I think we got like, I don't know, €2 per subscription. I don't know. It was a retardedly low amount. But probably Jan Willem sold like 50. So he had a good day. I didn't sell any. But at some stage, because he was like, oh yeah, I was complaining about the cold a lot. And instead of just saying, okay, so long, I'm done with you, I'm gonna sell my own subscriptions, Jan Willem says to me, let's do it together. And I was happy, because I knew that Jan Willem was a better salesman than I ever will be. So we ring a random doorbell, the door opens, and there is a tiny girl, long black hair, ponytail, and she's staring at us. And Jan Willem asks, is your mother at home? I don't think she even gave an answer, but the door just goes wide open and we are welcome in this house. Not entirely sure if it was her older sister or if her mother was there and there were more, definitely more siblings, but don't know exactly who we were going to try and blackmail into signing this paper. Because the thing was also, with the commission, you would only get the commission as soon as the subscription or the contract would become unconditional. So you basically never knew at the end of the day, except me because it was zero, but other people never knew at the end of the day how much they earned. It was always a surprise at the end of the month. And so anyway, we go into that living room and I don't feel like these people need this particular type of internet plan. But Jan Willem does. He feels that this is all these people are after. I'm so not having a good time. But we're inside, which is infinitely better than outside. So I just sit there, wishing my life away, and watch Jan Willem do his miracle thing. But after that one house, I don't know if he sold it. I hope he doesn't, but I think he did. Anyway, good for you, darling. Well done. But I don't want to do it. It reminds me of like the telsell people that, I don't know, try to sell you a credit card with a 30% interest per day or something. No, it was not nice. And Jan Willem sees that, I wanted to say in my face, but probably in everything. He could have just continued and sold another 100 subscriptions, but he sees that I gave up, so he also gives up. As in, he's like, I think this is enough for today. Come on, let's go get some more hot chocolate. I don't know. There were definitely phones at this time because there was also internet. But I don't remember that we exchanged contact details. I don't think we did. Not at all. Not even a little bit. So we say goodbye. And I don't remember if it was at the train station, if he dropped me home, if we went for another chocolate. I don't remember. But I don't see him anymore. At all. And I'm sorry, Jan Willem, to say this. I also don't think about Jan Willem anymore. Two years later, I don't know if it was 2 years, it was a long time, 2 years, okay, people, 2 years. I think I am in Rotterdam, I think I just moved to Rotterdam, so we were definitely not 16. I did not move out when I was 18. Oh, God, Jesus. See, now, Jan Willem, this is the reason why a podcast freaks freaked. I don't know, past tense, present tense, future tense, but there's something about podcasts that people know immediately that you're an idiot when you cannot remember any date, year, measurement, whatever, correctly. But people, I'm 40, I've been through things. Just forgive me for this. It all happened. We can ask Jan Willem. Anywho, 2 years later, I get a phone call from my niece. No, it's not my niece. That's the word in Dutch. Sorry. My cousin. Is it? Yeah. In Dutch, it's the same word. For cousin and niece, it's the same word. In English, not. Cousin. And a cousin that I am not in contact with. Well, I don't want to say at all. There's no animosity. But we do not speak to each other normally. And she calls me and she says something about she's coming to Rotterdam and she's going to meet a group of guys that she met that previous summer when she was on holidays with one of her friends somewhere, Spain, let's just say Spain. And the group of guys that they met were living in and or around Rotterdam, very close to Rotterdam, if they weren't living in Rotterdam. And she asks me, you want to come? Spending a significant amount of time with like six strangers plus my cousin. I said yes. Yes, that sounds wonderful. Let's do it. So I go, and I think we met in Alexandrium in the op die loopbrug of zo. Hebben wij daar nog een keer gewerkt voor datzelfde bedrijf? Ik weet het niet meer. Anyway, I'm gonna say we met at a mall. And my cousin is there, and her friend is there, and Jan Willem is there. I'm not making this up. My cousin, who lives on the other side of the country. Well, not that far away, but on the other side of the country. Goes on holidays in Spain, meets Jan Willem, and 6 months later, she decides to go visit him and asks me to join her. It happened. I was there. Jan Willem and I are both a little bit shocked. But it's a good day and we have fun. And again, I want to say, again, we don't exchange numbers, but I think we do. Like now we're friends. But we never speak. Like we never just, hey, how are you? How are things? No, we continue, actually, kind of up until today. Just we continue to randomly cross paths. And that crossing path was very literal. We'd walk just, I don't know, on the street, obviously, on the street, where else do you walk? And we would, I actually think at one stage we actually bumped into each other. It was all very random. And I remember actually this one day where we met at the top of the Koopgoot in Rotterdam. On the side of the V&D, where you could get those fresh juices at Laplace. And oh yeah, and Jan Willem always. People, if you ever see Jan Willem anywhere, he is carrying a sports bag, gym bag, or whatever, weekend bag. Because Jan Willem is a very, very, very disciplined person, and you can see that. in the way that he looks. Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, would be jealous. Jan Willem is a good-looking person. And I remember walking into him that day. He also had his gym bag. But this specific day, he told me that he met this girl. And he was confused. She was everything and anything. And he was... I don't even know how to say it. I want to say impressed. No, I was bigger than impressed. He didn't understand how... Maybe he was checking, like trying to check with me if it was real. Well, apparently it was, because now they are married and they have two beautiful, beautiful, beautiful girls. But I remember the day that you told me all these wonderful things about your now wife. And I just moved down again to my own house. And I kid you not, people, in the one night that I've been here, I have collected, so far, 38 mosquito bites. There's probably more. And so I'm trying, at the same time, trying to... It's only 1:30 p.m., but the specific spot where I'm sitting just has mosquitoes 24/7. It's right in front of my house, which is not great, but... I will get through it. Don't know how. Thank God summer's almost on. Oh, Jesus. One day my leg's completely ruined. Oh, yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yes. I don't know his wife's name, actually. I want to say Manon or Mona. But she is wonderful. And, oh, yes. Where was I? We meet a few more times over the next 2 decades. And Jan Willem is a very busy man, has a very important, I want to say he's a social worker, but I'm selling him short when I say that, but let's go with that. So yeah, we meet each other a few more times. And oh yeah, he's very busy and he doesn't really check Instagram, but a few days ago he does, and he sees my story about Marc Dutroux, and he asks me some questions. I think he says something like, what the fuck? No, he wouldn't say that. He types WTF. That's the type of person Jan Willem is. He would never say what the fuck. No, impossible. So WTF, what happened, or something. And I want to leave a short, very short, within 1 minute Instagram voice message, because I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna quickly, oh yeah, I saw Marc Dutroux when I was 12, bye. But I leave a few voice notes and I'm still not even 2 sentences in. I know, right? I was just as surprised as you guys are, I swear. But he hasn't seen them yet, he hasn't listened to them yet, so I decide to just get rid of the entire string of voice notes and go to WhatsApp to leave him a proper voice note. Because then I don't get stressed, I can say whatever I want. So this is the first time I'm talking about the Marc Dutroux story to someone that is not myself. Or my mother. No, actually, I don't even think I spoke to my mother yet. Maybe I did. Yes, I did. Because I referred to my mother in the voice note. So I record a voice note, which is actually also on the podcast episode. It's not as long as all the other ones, but it's still significant. 13 minutes or something. And without listening to it, immediately he sends me a message and he's like, turn it into a podcast. And not right that second it makes sense to me. No, I have to be honest. Initially I'm like, that is a weird idea, but that does give me the idea to start recording the English version of the Mark de Truth story. And then on that same day, and if you've listened to all the other episodes, you know this. Otherwise, I'm not going to repeat it, but I speak to my niece, and my niece somehow gets me on the defense about my book. And I start thinking, why do I not just turn this into a podcast? Who am I going to disappoint if I do this? If Jan Willem believes in me, people, nothing can go wrong. I swear. So Jan Willem's comment and my niece's very strict attitude about how far along I am in my book are the main two reasons that I start warming up to the idea of a podcast. But when I was recording these messages, I was not thinking about it at all. Because of the whole Ian thing and whatever. But I was started to contemplate. And then so, all the reasons, well, there are a few main reasons, and they all have to do with my grandfather. The reasons why I believe Jan Willem's random comment I don't know what I was going to say. I literally just, in the middle of the sentence, I'm like, what was I saying? No, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a podcast. It already is a podcast. People, you know it. It's been published. It's a podcast. But the reasons why that have to do with my grandfather, that is another episode. And it has to do with his letters, first of all. Like, my biggest fear. Even saying it makes me sweat. Anyhow, so the letters from my grandfather and the fact that I feel that my grandfather deserves his story to be heard. If that means more people hear it. So I think a podcast could be potentially bigger than a book. But I don't have a book, so I don't know. And I just started the podcast, so I really don't know. That's my feeling. But why I have that feeling and how I got to that feeling is for another day. Have a beautiful day. Bye.